everybody, and welcome to my brand new podcast, Pastor to Life Coach Podcast. The podcast where I'm going to talk about my current journey from pastor and pastoral ministry full-time to an entrepreneurial life of life coach and music producer, music and media producer, and hopefully to be an example to you of the journey towards making $110 million. How about that? And not having the stress of board meetings and growth and complaints, which accompany most pastors. In my case, it was 30 years of full-time ministry. And in many ways, I guess what I want to say up front is we will never give up our pastoral ministry or calling. It is not a thing of leaving behind who we really are. But it's more of a bringing who we've been, in my case, once again, for 30 years, into this new life and purpose, which really, in some ways, it's no different than what I've always have wanted to do and always have done. But I think as life and as things change, especially in the middle of this pandemic, or as we wrap up this pandemic, hopefully, asking the right questions. And I'm hoping that you, if you are a part-time or full-time pastor, if you are in your 30s, 40s, at midlife, maybe you're in your 20s, perhaps you just need affirmation that this is okay to do. I'm hoping that my story and my journey towards a second life of life coaching and media music producing, or whatever you are going to be doing with your life, will encourage you mostly to know that it is doable, that it's also a very radical shift, and to give you some of the ups and downs, the reality of it all. Now, being into it for a few months, it's only been a few months, but at the same time, seeing already the success and the joy, and most of all, the stress that is gone from my life, and therefore the happiness that I feel, the happiness that my wife and our children feel because I'm doing what I love to do. And don't get me wrong, also the stresses of basically going from a steady salary to one that is more entrepreneurial and more of, I guess, a gig economy, mosaic economy. But at the same time, realizing that this really is what I've always done, even when I was a full-time pastor, I've always enjoyed the things that I'm doing now. It's just being perhaps more clear-minded, more clear-headed. And of course, I'm going to go over all of the different, I guess you would call them pressure points that I've been through that got me to this place. And make sure also, by the way, before I forget, that you email me or you follow me on Instagram if you'd like to leave me a comment or ask me a question, and we can discuss what this podcast is all about. It's going to be a great journey that I hope to bring you along with me on this journey to talk about this transition, the joys, the trials, and some of the practical things that I've been doing to be trained as a life coach, some of my previous training, how ministry in the past and my education in seminary and leadership has transferred over, some of the financial ups and downs, kind of what I'm doing to make ends meet in the meantime, and all the rest. But as I said, I hope that more than anything, you can be encouraged that this is doable, that it's something that I don't think I've ever been happier than I am now. And also to give you some of the tips and some of the things that I've been doing to grow in positive mindset, in my faith. My beautiful dog is out there agreeing with me. And in my faith, how really this has been an act of faith. I've never felt more in the hands of God than now. I've felt in the hands of God through my 30 years of full-time ministry, but I continue to feel that same way. I guess one of the things that I do want to say is that my mom has always told me that this is what I should do with my life. Listen to your mom. And my wife as well. Both my wife and my mom have always encouraged me to do this. And I'm finally doing it. My mom has always said to me, I remember when my first pressure point came, oh, maybe 15 years ago. And I remember calling my mom saying, Mom, I am no longer a pastor. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't think this is for me. She said, Son, you can be a pastor anywhere, in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be in the four walls of the church. And so that was my first glimpse at what could happen. Yes, it's taken me this long to finally listen to my mom. My wife has said it for many years. Her dad has been also a, you could call it a life coach, just in a different way. Back in his era, they used to call it a church consultant. And so, but he really basically was a life coach and still is to some degree for the last 20, 25 years. And so she has always encouraged me, as she has noticed my gifts, to be a life coach, to be a, I guess what that generation called a church consultant, but we would call it a life coach. And of course, to follow my musical gifts and production and media and all that stuff. And so I think that all of us as leaders always have those voices, internal or your mom or your wife or a mentor, that has always been guiding you along the way. But at the same time, I think the other voices that I had, which I also will talk about here a lot, are the voices of fear and stress and worry that perhaps for many years were louder, unfortunately, than the voices of reason. And so I hope to walk you through those realities, how living in fear, even though it does give you a steady income and a steady paycheck, really isn't worth it. Because I can honestly say that I truly feel like I almost lost my mind, my emotional and mental capacity to even just reason, because of the stress of full-time ministry, as well as racism and the just the toll of hate and violence that I found in many of the churches that I was a part of. And this won't be, by the way, a church bashing podcast. To me, I love the church. I go to church. I serve in the church every week. My whole family does. We love Jesus. We love the church. So this is not about leaving my faith or deconstructing my faith or any of that. I've been through that, by the way. We can talk about that. But this is more about how to still be a man who loves the church, but who makes his living through life coaching and media and music production, basically through a whole different life and lifestyle and career. And yet some of the similarities that I think you will find, that in many ways, like my mom said, I can be a pastor and so can you, no matter what you do. Now, I do want to say one last thing. This is not also about becoming a stripper. And I say that only because I was looking up podcasts about pastors turn life coach. I don't know why, but the first like page on Google, like the first 10, 15 posts were all about a female pastor in Ohio that kind of took it a little too far. So this won't be about that. This will be about life coaching as in what you think it is, and as well as media and music production as in what you probably think it means. Now, I also want to say that life coaching is not the same thing as pastoral counseling. It has similarities, and a lot of the different gifts, a lot of the gifts are the same that I feel like I'm using, but you have differences. And I can explain, or I can talk about my accreditation, my credentials, I guess, as a life coach. I'm actually a life coach in training again. I am a certified mental health coach, so that was my first start. And then now I'm currently in another program to be a certified general life coach. So I can tell you more about that. There are also other certifications that I am thinking about that deal more with personality, specifically the Enneagram, that I might also pursue. But we will see if I need that. I definitely, as you can imagine, don't want to spend any more money on training, as I've already spent, like most of us pastors, many thousands and thousands of dollars in seminary, etc. So we are all looking here to make more money, not to be spending more money, especially here at this stage of life. I also want to say that even though we are talking about helping people, that I'm going to be very comfortable talking about making a living and the financial aspect. To me, this is not just about how can we help people. We're talking about how do you, as a man of the house, as the whether you're the main provider or a co-provider, however that works in your life and family, if you're married, etc. We're talking about finances and how do you make up the loss if you are thinking of a transition, if you are in the middle of a transition, if maybe you are in a transition but you're thinking of going back to pastoral ministry, but you're not really, you'd rather not. So whether you're making $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 or more as a pastor, how are we, are you, going to then make that up? So we're going to talk about that in this podcast over the next few weeks and months. And most of all, just encourage you, give you updates on what I'm doing, how to do it, and most of all, help you, I guess, and just to encourage you to teach and to encourage and to entertain, hopefully, you on what this looks like, on the possibilities, to connect with me so that we can perhaps encourage each other. I do have one-on-one coaching available. If you are a pastor or a ministry leader or anything like that, maybe you're a support staff at a church, but you are thinking of turning or changing your career into life coaching or media music production. If maybe you are a worship leader or you're a creative in the church and you would like to make a living, but not just from the church, then I do offer one-on-one coaching as well as a mastermind that I do through Zoom. That it's open. You can go to my website and just type in davidtrigg.com/mastermind or davidtrigg.com/coaching. Actually, just go to coaching. davidtrigg.com/coaching, and it's all under there. The mastermind, the one-on-one coaching, and of course, the podcast is free. Some of the services are paid, and so all of that is available to you on my website. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm a big Instagram guy, so you can follow me there at David Trigg. I'm also on Twitter at David Trigg LA. I'm not much of a Facebook guy, but I do enjoy the podcast. I do post this podcast on my Facebook page, and I do put some of the stuff from my Instagram on Facebook. So you can follow me there. I also have a YouTube page that I'm pretty active on. I post a lot of videos and live streams. You can type in my name, David Trigueros, David Trigueros. I'm also on TikTok. I believe it is David Trigg. And LinkedIn, I also am there. I believe also David Trigg. So you can just search David Trigg, David Trigg LA, and you can get to me one way or another. Or just email me, trigg@davidtrigg.com. You can text me. My number is on my website and as well as, I believe, on my Instagram. If not, just DM me on any of those platforms and we can connect. But if anything, I hope that we can create a community here called Gozo, called Pastor to Life Coaching. And hopefully we can encourage each other, as I said. And you don't have to even become a life coach. You can just simply be encouraged in your own ministry. Maybe you have life coaching, perhaps attitudes or skills and talents that you use in your full-time ministry. But we definitely are going to be talking about the transition and some of the adventures and the kind of what life coaching looks like for me. I've been life coaching, as I said, now for a few months. And it's been amazing. I love it. This is what I want to do, as well as music and media. Am I open to serving in a church once again? You know, never say never. As my mom said, ministry can happen inside or outside the church. But as of now, this is what God has led me to do with the encouragement of my wife and my mom and our children. And I hope to be an encouragement to you as well. So thanks so much for being here, and I will see you next time.